Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Sunday morning before the final full week of campaigning, before the November 3rd election. And here to get us ready are John Hancock and Michael Kelly. And John, we're going to start with him. What's he expecting in the coming days?
Well, I think you're going to see the president have rally after rally after rally. I think this thing is boiled down now to a very few states. And I think Pennsylvania is probably the key state left in the country. There is not a path for Donald Trump to win the White House again without winning Pennsylvania. He's got to run the table on those other close states too, Florida and Ohio and Iowa and North Carolina, Georgia. But without Pennsylvania, there is no victory. So I think you're going to see an awful lot of activity in that state by both campaigns.
Michael Kelly, is the Keystone State the key? And what do you expect from Joe Biden and others as they try to get him into the White House?
Well, it's clearly a key for the president. There are numerous ways towards being elected to the White House for Joe Biden. Having said that, in the last week, I think we're going to see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris both out there working hard to get out the vote, just like we've been doing for nearly a month now. Close to 50 million people have already voted, Brian. You couple that with the fact that the big-time surrogates are starting to hit the trail too as well. So you have Barack Obama and Michelle Obama out there working as well. I think it's all about turning out the vote now. We're kind of done with the semantics, and it's all about who's going to get the most votes.
Yeah, what difference will this next week really make? A lot of people have already voted. Most people have already made up their minds. Is there really anything, Michael, that can change someone, you know, if they're undecided or leaning by this point, that's going to push them one side or the other?
Well, I still think there are this fear about voting because we are in the midst of a pandemic where 225,000 plus of us have died here in the country. Yeah, we have early voting in a lot of places, but there are others who don't have the luxury of early voting or can't participate that way. Not much is going to change in terms of where people's opinions are. But as John and I know, when it comes to election day, it doesn't matter about all the money you've spent. Doesn't matter what the messages you've shared are. It's all about getting out the vote, GOTV, and that's going to be the complete focus of both of these campaigns.
And so, John, do you think, first of all, that anything can change in the next week that could change how people are going to vote? And what about getting out the vote? Who is more enthused?
Well, that's the whole key to this, and this is why you campaign up to the very last minute, because the final decision, people have probably made their decision who they're supporting for president, but the final decision is whether or not to get in the car and go to the polling place and cast a ballot on election day. And to the extent that you've got people who are more or less enthusiastic, getting those people that are less enthusiastic to actually go vote becomes the real focus. And getting out the vote in a close election, you're talking about, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 point difference if you do a good job on the ground. And that's where the focus is now.
President Trump, according to the polls, trailing in most of those key battleground states. What does he have to do to turn some of those in his direction, John?
Well, I think I do believe there's a couple point undercount for Donald Trump. There certainly was in 2016. I suspect that exists again. We'll find out in a couple weeks. But at this point, it is just absolutely getting people to vote. And the technology, Brian, has gotten so awesome these days where, you know, campaigns are texting with individual voters and the voter can text back and say, okay, I voted, I'm done, I did it. And you really, on a voter by voter basis, you're able to kind of keep track with how your turnout's flowing. And it's the whole ballgame.
Michael, what are your thoughts as to the polling and what it will take for Joe Biden to finish? And if he has the leads that the polls say, keep that lead.
Well, I think this cake is baked. Most people know where they're at and where they're going to vote. I predict one of two outcomes on election night. One is a very narrow, unbelievable victory by Donald Trump, or an absolute blowout by Joe Biden. I don't think we're going to see much in between. The polling is different than 2016, and that the president's trailing in every state, every battleground state. Yeah, it's tightened in a couple, but that wasn't the case in 2016. So I think this cake is baked. It really comes down to turning out the vote. And like I said, it's one of two outcomes. It's going to be an extremely narrow victory for Donald Trump or an absolute blowout by Joe Biden.
Now, if I'm right, gentlemen, Hillary Clinton never got over 50% as far as favorability, where Joe Biden is just over that amount. President Trump has never been over 50% favorability. Does that bode well for Biden as compared to what happened to Clinton in 2016, Michael?
That's one of the major differences. John and I talk about this all the time. People who don't like, who didn't like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump had a poor opinion of both. Sided with the majority of them went with Donald Trump. If you look at polling right now, people who have both a negative opinion of Donald Trump and Joe Biden wins that contest. So that's what's different here in 2020.
And John, what do you think?
Yeah, the fact that Biden's personal approval numbers are about 10 points higher than Hillary's, that makes the effort that the Trump campaign has to engage tougher. And, you know, these states, I'm thinking that Florida, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, those states are tight, Arizona. And Trump has to run the table of those states. He has to win them all. And then he has to win Pennsylvania. I don't believe that Michigan is any longer in play. I don't believe that Wisconsin is. But I will say that going into 2016, we didn't see either one of those two states in the Trump column either. So if he gets Pennsylvania, that tells me that that probably means he's won those other states already, given where this thing is nationally.
John, we've had the Hunter Biden stuff come out in the last couple of weeks. Rudy Giuliani in the middle of all of that. More talk about Russia hacking, Russia involvement, Iranian involvement in the election. Do you expect the president or his allies to pull out some kind of a rabbit out of the hat in the coming weeks, some kind of an attempted scandal?
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of the play at this point. Now, the thing about campaigns is that 11th hour attacks rarely work. I mean, they do work sometimes, but I think voters tend to discount things that come out at the very last minute. You'll remember a few years ago, well, it's more than that now, a couple of decades ago, the George Bush DWI thing that came out right at the end of the campaign ended up having no effect really whatsoever on people. And I think there is something, if you're gonna draw those kinds of contrasts, you need to do it earlier, in my opinion.
Yeah, Michael, is it too late for a November almost surprise? I guess it's still October, but a Halloween surprise, shall we say?
I don't know. I mean, the last 4 years, it seems like every 24-hour news cycle is a surprise. And, I mean, look, we found out the president has a secret Chinese bank account. You know, that's an old story. Nothing seems to stick in this environment we're in on either of these folks, and I don't see a surprise really making a difference.
One last question. We only have about a minute to go, but I trust you saw where the gubernatorial candidates in Utah did a video together saying, you know, we oppose each other on issues, but we're still friends. We still, you know, compete, but we're friendly competitors. I talked to Glenn Pichard. We'll hear the interview later. The former Illinois congressman touring 39 southern Illinois counties trying to bring some peace to our political process. First, Michael, what's it going to take after this election for the political atmosphere to calm a little bit and for Congress and the people to come together for the good of the country and not for the good of the party?
Prayer. I'm hopeful that can happen, but I'm not too encouraged. Really, what it comes down to is you've got to be able to listen, and you have to be able to understand the other side. And, you know, for the past nearly decade, we're not talking to each other, with each other. We're talking at each other. From Washington to Jefferson City to the Board of Aldermen, the idea of compromise and recognizing each of our individual humanity seems to be out the door. And I think that's a dangerous place for us to be.
John?
Yeah, and I do have some hope that all of the discord is kind of worn thin on people. At the end of the day, we're all Americans, and we have the greatest country in the history of the world. And so I have some hope that once we get past the election, some of the discord will kind of tamp down, at least for a while, I guess, until we start getting policy from if it's Biden or if it's Trump, that'll probably flare things back up again. But hopefully there'll be a period of respite for everybody from this harsh, polarized politics.
Well, thanks to you two for showing all of us how it can and should be done. And thanks for joining me here on this Sunday morning.
Thanks, Brian.
Good to be with you.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on Total Information AM, where the news is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.